From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, NFT trading volume declines. We have a security breach at OpenSea and Solana staking on Coinbase. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome previously to the show. Today is Thursday, June 30th, 2022. The time is 11:19 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Times. I am sorry it's going to come out today, the podcast that is, because I had a breakfast meeting this morning at 8 o'clock. So no time for podcasting this morning, but I rushed home to make sure this got out at least, at the very least, by 9 a.m. Pacific time. Let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 11:19 a.m. Still 11:19 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Times. We have Bitcoin sitting at $19,125, down 4.6% in 24. Ethereum's at $1,025, down 7.8% in 24. The headline of the day. I love this FUD headlining of the day, and it's the FUD headline of this podcast, too. Bitcoin slips below 19,000 as Ethereum drops 9% and nears $1,000. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, by the way, Ethereum, total volume of Ethereum NFT trades has declined 55% in the past month from 1.3 million ETH to just 584,000 ETH, according to data. That's a drop from under $2.6 billion to about $672 million, which is roughly a 70% decrease when valued in U.S. dollars. Moving on. Tether is number 3. USDC is number 4. And BNB is at 211, down 3.2% at number 5. Rounding off the top 10, we have BUSD, XRP, Cardano, Solana, and Dogecoin. Total market cap is down 4.5%, sitting at $857.7 billion. A BTC dominance of 42.6 and an ETH dominance of 14.5. And now it's time for coin of the day. Our coin of the day today is down 2.6%. It's Stellar. Can't believe we haven't done this one. XLM, ranked number 24 on CoinMarketCap. Its current market cap is 2.6 billion. Its fully diluted market cap is 5.3 billion. 50% is in circulation. The all-time high for XLM 4 years ago, 93.8 cents. All time low 8 years ago at 0.0012 cents. It's up 9,000% since then. It's number 24 in CoinMarketCap, so you know it's just about everywhere. It's at Coinbase and Binance and Bybit and KuCoin, Huobi and BitThumb, and so on and so forth. So, what is this Stellar? Stellar is a peer-to-peer decentralized network created in 2014 by the Stellar Development Foundation, or Stellar.org. The network officially launched in 2015 with the purpose of connecting the world's finance systems and ensuring a protocol for payment providers and financial institutions. The platform is designed to move financial resources swiftly and reliably at minimal cost. Stellar links people, banks, payment processors, and allows users to create, send, and trade multiple types of crypto. That is our coin of the day, Stellar, ticker XLM, ranked number 24 in CoinMarketCap. Moving into our news today, the SEC, or the Securities and Exchange Commission, on Wednesday rejected the application from Grayscale Investments to convert its Grayscale Bitcoin Trust into an ETF, an effort Grayscale has been publicly pushing since April of last year. Now, Grayscale is suing. And that's the news. However, here's my comment. You want an ETF to be tied up in litigation? Obviously, it's not getting done. But if you're going to sue them, and then you're going to... I don't think that's an incentive for them to do what you want to do. I mean, is this going to move quickly to the courts? Are they going to rule in your favor? And do you think that the SEC or Gary Gensler is going to do anything for you now that he knows you're suing them? I highly doubt it. So, guys, grab a cold drink and a snack and have a seat. It's going to take a while. OpenSea, the largest non-fungible token NFT marketplace by trading volume, has suffered a data breach after an employee at customer.io, the platform's email delivery partner, leaked users' data. In a blog post on Thursday, the marketplace said that an employee of customer.io misused their employee access to download and share email addresses provided by OpenSea users and subscribers to our newsletter, and they shared it with an unauthorized external party. OpenSea said that the malicious actors may try to contact customers via emails originating for domains that look similar to OpenSea.io, such as OpenSea.org or OpenSea.xyz. So what should you do? You need precautions. Here's what you need to do. Be cautious of phishing emails from addresses trying to send you and impersonate OpenSea. Make sure it is OpenSea.io. Never download anything from an OpenSea email. If there's an attachment or a PDF or a calendar, even a link, don't do it. Don't click URLs. Don't download anything. Just read the email. Never share or confirm your password or secret wallet phrases or private keys or anything. Don't share them. They're not going to do you any favors. And never sign a wallet transaction prompted directly from an email. Don't do it. So, if OpenSea sends you an email, you can read it. Just keep your hands off the clicker. After hackers stole $100 million worth of cryptocurrency from Harmony Protocol on Friday, the team behind the Layer 1 blockchain announced that it would offer a $1 million reward to anyone with information about the hacker. And as of this afternoon, a lead suspect has emerged. According to a report released today by blockchain analytics firm Elliptic, the manner in which the funds were stolen and subsequently laundered points to the involvement of the Lazarus Group, a notorious North Korean-affiliated cybercriminal organization. In April, the U.S. government concluded that Lazarus is a state-sponsored hacking organization, according to the FBI, that they were behind the $622 million cross-chain bridge used by the play-to-earn game Axie Infinity. The Ethereum stored on the hack would only be worth around $230 million today, according to Nick Carlson, an analyst at TRM Labs. And blockchain analytics firm Chainalysis told Reuters that North Korea's old crypto holdings from hacks between 2020 and 2021 have declined from a value of $170 million at the start of the year to around $65 million at current prices, claiming that it could hurt its nuclear weapons program. Great! The European Union have reached a deal on Wednesday regarding the anti-money laundering rules that would apply to a large number of cryptocurrency transactions. The new rules aim to prevent money laundering and terrorist financing, among other crimes, by requiring crypto asset service providers to collect and store information identifying people involved in cryptocurrency transactions, as well as hand over the information to authorities that are conducting investigations. The new regulations, however, will not impose the tracking requirements on private, unhosted wallets that the EU initially planned in March. So we have a little bit of, movement in the news report from yesterday that Bitcoin mining company Compass Mining wasn't paying their bills, because Compass Mining today issued a formal denial that it owes money to Dynamics Mining for unpaid utility bills at their facilities in Maine. And this is very interesting because we have a he said, she said situation about paying utility bills, which is, why don't you just have a receipt for paying your bills? And it should be all cleared up. This would not happen if it happened on chain. Coinbase has enabled staking benefits for Solana, enabling hodlers on the platform to earn SOL rewards for just hodling the coin and keeping it staked within the network. Coinbase will provide an estimated 3.85% annual percentage yield on SOL that are staked on the Solana network, with rewards distributed every 3 to 4 days. By comparison, Coinbase currently offers a 3.675 APY on Ethereum, so therefore, SOL earns you more. And finally, in some bullish news, MicroStrategy announced that it's buying more Bitcoin, spending $10 million on the cryptocurrency. And Michael Saylor, the CEO of MicroStrategy, is definitely BTFDing. So far, they spent $3.98 billion on Bitcoin and owns 129 699 Bitcoin. But it's not all hunky-dory. Even though they're BTFDing, it also says it has a loss of $1.3 billion since the price of Bitcoin has dropped. However, that's not stopping Michael. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. I hope you're having a great day. Until tomorrow, good luck hodling, everyone.